Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin Jackson here with a special New Year's presentation of the Kevin Jackson Network and this particular show, the Kevin Jackson Show. And I happen to be, well, you took the hint.
Yep,
Kevin Jackson. Glad you guys are with me. I don't know whether you're watching football, what you know, hanging out with family, you're still drinking that spiked eggnog, maybe you're still living on the champagne of the from watching the ball drop and bringing in the new year with friends and family. I don't know. Did you fellowship with friends and family? I hope you did. I hope you had some time for yourselves to really reflect and look back on what happened in the past, what's happening going into the future. Now that we've begun a new year, I refuse to go into this new year feeling sad, feeling any angst or whatever. We have too much to look forward to, and I'm going to be talking about that in later broadcast. I want to explain to the audience that most of today's show will be a best of from previous New Year's Day shows. And the reason I do that is sometimes it helps me to reflect. And it also, you know what, it kind of explains how it's really a lot the same. We're going to be back tomorrow with full shows, and I'll be honest with you, I can't wait. The topics that we've got on tap, I mean, we've lined it up. I've looked at segments that we want to start doing, things like this that give the show a little bit more structure. I think it'll make it better in some ways, easier for us to produce. But I also think it's going to make it a better show for you in terms of how you can, I don't know, glean out of it what you need to get. There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why I get notes from people saying, Kevin, there was a problem with the show on the station. You know, what happened? You know, and you contact me if something goes wrong. Many people do. It always warms my heart because I think one person, more than one, I have many people say, Kevin, man, I hate you had to do a best of because, you know, man, I want a new show. I want to know what's going on. I want your interpretation of what's going happening in the news. It warms my heart. So anyway, we will be back. We have an amazing year on tap for conservatives. And I want to delve into that tomorrow and the next day, the rest of the year. We're going to take a look ahead. We're going to take a look back. And as I always remind you, it's a circular wheel. The moon, the earth revolves around the sun. The sun, you know, I mean, it's cyclic. And no matter what the left tells you, it's just like all these things, the moon revolving around the earth revolving around the sun, and the sun doing what it does, and I don't know where we all fit in the big scheme of the galaxy. But it all revolves back. And what we can count on is human nature. And that's what's going to drive us going into this year. Human nature. Remember who you are. Did you make any New Year's resolutions for this year? Many of you know my take on New Year's resolutions. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I do four-year resolutions. And being honest with you, I haven't done a four-year resolution in 3 years. I haven't wanted to have anything to look forward to. What I've done is I've tried to continue working on the ones that I've had. Some that I set years ago, like piano. Trying to learn piano differently to make it more intuitive. Get more emotionally attached. It's easy to just play the notes, but it's more difficult to emotionally attach yourself to the music where you feel it. And that's what I'm trying to tap into. I'm just using that as an example. I've been studying French now. I think I studied French years ago and spoke a little bit, you know, spoke okay, and then took it in college. Then took it again later on as in immersion. And, you know, but if you're not using it, you get rusty. So for the last, I don't know, 230 days, I guess, every single day, I study French. So I couldn't call it a New Year's resolution because it's a continuing resolution of my other stuff. I pulled out my old karate gear, my gi, and, you know, told my wife, I said, I'm going to start hitting the bag again, hard. Not just, you know, I stretch every day, I throw kicks and punches or whatever, but no, I'm going to go at it hard this year. But it's not a New Year's resolution, it's just a continuing resolution. Improvement, self-improvement. Talked to my teenage son, he turned 17 over the holidays, and I said to him, the improvement I want to see in you is I want you to understand how good of a kid you are, and you don't have to fake it. Don't be like other kids where you feel like you got to fake it to them. Some of those kids do. They got to fake it. They got issues. We all have issues. I don't mean to take him out of the pit. We all have issues. But some have more than others. And he's in this phase where he wants people to have this perception of him. And I go, why? Why do you want that perception of you? What's wrong with the one you have? You know. So the idea here is that we want him to feel good about himself. And I say the quicker you can do that in life, the better. That's how people will gravitate to you when you know who you are and what you're willing, where you draw your lines and boundaries. Have we done that, conservatives? Have we started drawing our lines and boundaries? Have we decided, you know what, enough is enough. You're not going to take our kids. You're not going to sexualize them. You're not going to indoctrinate them. You're not going to act as if our country has no culture. You're not going to give us some sort of an identity that we refuse to accept. We are not racist, homophobe, blah, blah, blah. We're not that. Do any of your New Year's resolutions revolve around that, the identity of... And it's funny because as I think about this right now out loud, I'm thinking about it's one thing to talk about my personal identity. It's another to talk about my cultural identity. Isn't it one and the same? When we're protecting, fighting for America, do you feel like you're fighting for this esoteric thing? Or do you fighting for who you believe is the core of who you are? See, that's how I view it. So I'm going to make a few predictions. I'm going to predict that God is going to continue to give you good grace. That as long as you are walking on this side of terra firma, God is going to reveal a purpose to you of what you're about. Because you're bigger than what you think you are. You're bigger than that tiny voice inside of your head. And don't let it get to you. Unless it's giving you a pep talk, which is what it should be doing. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy the rest of the program. I will be back at the top of the hour with another pep talk. And I'm glad you're listening to me, little Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
To my beautiful audience, beautiful and growing. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I left off last year warning Democrats that 2023 will not be a good year for them. They're too idiotic to understand that 2022 is not a good year for them either. They think that they've covered up all their messes, but they really haven't. They've only delayed the inevitable. And so, when you think about the stories that are due to break, and look, this isn't some John Durham thing that we've been waiting on since, what, 2019? This is stuff that in the court of public opinion, they can no longer hide. Hunter Biden's story will come out, and it won't be good. And I know Joe Biden tried to deflect with this whole FBI or CIA thing. The CIA killed Kennedy. A lot of people already believe that. And I think he thought, well, look at me. I'm exposing the real truth here. I'm the truth seeker. I'm the person who is all about transparency. Meanwhile, what do we know about Hunter officially? If the media did their job, you all know what we'd all know. We know what we know about Hunter. We know that the guy is, he does very bad things, and he's never been corrected. He's been enabled his entire life, and this is why Hunter's in the position that he's in. So there isn't going to be any good news for Hunter Biden in 2023. I'm not telling you he won't get away with it, but in the court of public opinion, we're going to validate what we know about Hunter. Now the question is, what are we going to allow to happen? Again, welcome, folks. Glad you're with me. As we expose Hunter Biden, you know who else gets exposed? The Biden family. This stripper that Hunter had the baby with now wants her child to have the Biden name. She says she wants the child to benefit from the Biden name. This is a woman that months before probably didn't want anything to do with the Biden name. But the Biden name has become so synonymous with get that money that she's now willing to put her daughter's name on a with a crackhead father. But going back to what I was going to say is, we know who the big guy is, and I don't know what it's going to take. I believe in a loving, living God, and I think that he's going to expose these people for who they are in 2023. I think this is going to be one heck of a year for us in discovery. It doesn't mean it's going to be a great year, because who wants to know that the president of their country, who was put there in a coup, is what we believe him to be, what we know him to be. An idiot who's willing to sell us out for a few bucks. What else is going to happen this year? Let me ask you, do you think you're going to get more respect for the media or less respect as you learn more about what happened at Twitter and ultimately what happened at Google and what happened at Facebook? Do you think you're going to have more respect for these people or less? Can the media recover? The short answer for me is no. And what that means is they lack credibility, which means I'm not listening to them. I don't think the majority of us are listening to them. And it means in the long run that they can't influence us the way they did before. That's a great thing for 2023. Reflect back 5-10 years ago. What did you think about the media? What did you think about the FBI and the clandestine agencies? What did you think about your vote? What did you think about the people that supposedly care for you, your representatives? Did you have a little more faith in them a few years ago, a decade ago, 2 decades ago? Where are you now? Are you naive? Or have you sort of gotten an understanding of where things are? Speaking of losing faith, what about the three-letter agencies? Do you trust the FBI? This isn't a conservative, you know, leftist thing here. The majority of Americans don't trust the FBI. Hollywood doesn't trust the FBI. There's rarely a TV show or an actual show where the FBI is made to look good. It's only the grunt level. At the high level, the FBI is made to be crooked. It's made to do exactly what it does. It sets people up. It uses people, leverages good people. And the FBI is in big trouble. Thank you, Elon Musk. So while you're reflecting on three-letter agencies, how do you feel about the CDC? How do you feel about the FDA? How do you feel about the WHO? How do you feel about the WEF, the World Economic Forum? How do you feel about the UN? That's only two letters, but I think you get where I'm going. You feel like any of these agencies really have our best interest in mind? Just reflect on the ones that are U.S.-based. Do you think the CDC really cares about you? Do you believe that the government has your best interest in mind when it comes to your health? It's a good question. And most of us, I would be willing to tell you, said no. The government doesn't care about my health. Joe Biden just said, I'm going to change the BMI. For the record, I don't know whether those scales fit. I never felt like they fit me. I think most people that are, you know, under 5'10", you feel like that chart doesn't really represent you. But whatever you think, here's what I can tell you. Joe Biden, instead of challenging the nation to get more healthy, He decided, let's just change the BMI. It was like when Al Gore said, I'm going to take this many people off the poverty line. And what did he do? He lowered it. He says, instead of 21,000 per year being the poverty line, we're going to make it 20,000. That took millions of people off the poverty line. He didn't do anything significant, but that one change, and he gets to take credit. See, that's the type of credit that Joe Biden and team like. Because I'll ask you, if you think the government cares about your health, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your job, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your business, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your pursuit of happiness, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your vote, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your freedom, I give you COVID. They care about none of it. And the government is represented by leftists, folks. It is not represented by people who don't really have an ideology. I could tell you guys a story about a board position that I'm up for. And they're like, well, Kevin, you need to make sure that the website doesn't reflect this, that, and the other. And I'm like, reflect what? Reflect truth? See, I don't just care about myself. If you put me on the board of your company, I care about your stockholders. I care about the stakeholders inside of the company. I care about the product that gets made, the public, who's going to get that product. The left care about themselves. So one of the big questions for me is, in 2023, how do we make leftists care more than just about themselves? How do we make them care about our needs? How do we make them see the error of their ways? We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The tsunami warnings that were issued after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook Japan have been scaled back. Residents in west central Japan were seeking higher ground after the quake triggered tsunami warnings. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are now trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. There's a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release has been ordered by a federal judge in New York. York, and it could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Ukrainians marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kiev as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial attack of the war. Come February, the conflict will hit the two-year mark. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy New Year, folks. I want you to imagine the screaming by leftists if they found out that Trump's FBI colluded with social media giants to stamp out the voices of key leftists, any leftist. That they found out that the FBI was routinely having meetings with a Trump-controlled social media platform, various of them, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them, and was routinely meeting to say, here's who we need to stamp out, here's who we need to quiet, here's who we need to squelch. Would there be any end to this? What do you think they would be doing to a Trump presidency if that were the case? Do you think they might be trying to impeach him? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Just bringing reason to things that you voice inside of your head. Maybe you talk to others about this, but just bringing reason to this stuff. Folks, what I just said happened in both the Obama and Biden administrations. You know, in the left, they're eerily quiet. Knowing the truth of what their ideological ilk did hasn't impacted them one little bit. They haven't stopped to go, you know, those conservatives have a point. If you expect the truth to set them free, folks, you don't know leftists. Truth erodes their foundations. It eats away at their tiny little minds. I know. Kevin, you're not going to get any friends from leftists by saying these things. You're being very mean to Democrats. And look, I can live with that. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not being mean-spirited. If these were things that the Republicans did, I would be saying identically the same stuff. How could we ideologically support people that do this? Is what I would be saying to you about our own. Let's recap leftism, just so we're clear, because I don't want people being misconstrued. Oh, Kevin, you're just a mean-spirited guy. You're already kicking off 2023 being mean-spirited towards the left. I'm kicking off 2023 the way I kick off every year. I'm kicking it off with the truth. So let's look at the science, right? Men can be women, and women can be men, according to the left. Except, let's remember that leftists can't define a woman. Now, how's that for science? You want to give me choices. Kevin, there's a man and a woman, and a woman can do this. Stop. Until you can tell me what a woman, she's a lactating human being. What are the other things that they call women? You want to know what a lactating human being is? It's a woman, because
Here's the dirty little secret. Men can't lactate. So we're dealing with lunacy, and we're trying to make sense of it. And look, if you want to be one of these people that go, well, Kevin, I kind of understand where they're going. I can feel, then fine. Be that person. I'm not that person. I'm going to look at things the way that they are, and I hope you will as well, and I'm going to call you out on it. And I'm not, there's no equivocation here. There's no, oh, you can change my mind. And it's not because I'm mean-spirited. It's because I'm smart. It's because I'm not dumb enough to fall for every little stupid idea that these people put before me. But according to them, men can have babies. That's settled science. Even though they can't define what a woman is. What I figured out about leftism is what I figured out about just success in general. And I try to break these things down for you in ways that maybe make it a little easier to understand. But I'll give you an example. If you read most books about successful people, you will learn this about them. And I happen to be a person that says this all the time on the show. And I don't mean it disrespectfully, even though some may take it that way. But the most important thing for leftism is to be liked. Some might even argue it's to be loved. It was Barack Obama's biggest problem. Barack Obama snowed half the people in this country, maybe a few more than half, including some of the people that considered themselves conservatives. He snowed them. And then he spent a lot of his time trying to convince those that he didn't snow that we should be snowed as well. We should be enthralled, fascinated by him, enchanted, if you will. I call him Baby Black Jesus just for shiggles, because he wants us to believe that he's some sort of a deity, that he could solve all our problems. Even as he was screwing things up, he was begging us to stop. Y'all, please, stop and just look at me for what I want you to see in me. Stop looking at my results. Don't look at anything that involves you personally. Look at me for what I need you to see. He wanted us to love him in spite of himself, no matter what. Blind loyalty, blind faith. And there are many people who do. But let me tell you, leaders don't care if you like them or love them. What they do care is that you respect them. You respect their leadership. And I'm going to tell you, very disappointed coming into 2023 having people go, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. I don't care about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a big boy. He can protect himself. But you know what I do care about? I care about people that can't see when game is being run on you. And what I mean by that is, you take the success of the Trump presidency, and you know what we do? We throw it out the window, and leftists are invested in the failures of their people, and they support them 100%. If you want to know one of the biggest problems of the conservative movement, it is the level of sanctimony that these people have, that we have. The level of sanctimony. You would think, in talking to some conservatives, they'll tell me stuff and I'll go, I know you. I know your past. I know what you're currently doing. What you're doing makes Trump look like freaking, I mean, I would say the Pope if we had a good one, but it makes Trump look like an amazing guy. And yet there are people, I don't like Trump because of so-and-so. I was at a party the other day, and a lady who was flatly drunk on her butt had all kinds of issues brewing. I won't go into detail. But she's explaining to me how she doesn't like Trump. He's not a person of character. And I'm going, okay, so a guy who doesn't drink and has never done a drug, and you are two sheets to the wind, and admittedly, I'll admit I'm drunk, but I just want to say I really like DeSantis, and I don't like Trump anymore. I used to. Well, what made you change? I just don't like him anymore. That's an actual conversation I had. See, that's scary to me as a conservative. Going into 2023, the worst, coming off the worst year politically in our lives in 2022. Going into 2023 with the best positioned, I mean, our war machine is ready to go on multiple fronts. The economy, inflation, loss of jobs, loss of wealth in your homes, in your businesses, wars and rumors of wars, and I could go on. We are so well positioned to get rid of these leftists. You know what we're doing? Destroying each other. And I'm recapping leftism and all their science and asking you, why are you embroiled in some sort of a nutty ideological battle between Trump v. Republicans or Trump v. DeSantis or whatever, when you've got people that can't even define what a woman is, who want you to believe in science, their science? And they want to be loved, man. They want to be loved. So go along to get along with the narrative, no matter how ridiculous. How weak is that? To want to be loved so badly you're willing to follow junk science, I use my finger quotes, and any other nonsense they put before you. All why? They want to pretend to care. Oh, make no mistake about it, folks. 2023, the left are going to convince you all over again how much they love and adore and care about you, and how much they love that Constitution, and they love law and order, and they love, you know, teaching your children, not indoctrinating, teaching. They love religion. They love the military. They love capitalism. They're going to love it all, as they prove to you time and time again that they love nothing except themselves. And they will pursue power, and they will pursue money in ways that, I would tell you, unseen. But you've seen it right before your very eyes. Robbed of your treasure during lockdown. Self-imposed. And you gladly gave it up. We'll get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
in on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We conservatives have much to look forward to in the new year because we are about true transparency. We wake up daily with nothing to hide politically, but not the destroyers of America, the Democrats. It's not hyperbole to call people what they are. So when I speak of the Democrats as destroyers of America, it isn't me being mean-spirited. I know a lot of people feel this way. Maybe it's because you don't have the guts to confront people and call them what they are. I've always been that way. Maybe it's a background in martial arts. Maybe it's just, I don't know, that two-headed crocodile in me that says, I don't really give a crap. If I got to take a butt whooping to tell you the truth about yourself, I'm willing to take it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats are destructive. Perhaps it hasn't always been that way. But excuse me for being a bit jaded when I think about the people who believed in slavery and used intimidation, if not outright death, to enforce that wicked doctrine. So if I don't fall for their parties and their, you know, the way they present themselves. Oh, Kevin, it's such a party over here. We're amazing. You should come check us out. Excuse me if I don't believe you. Because I dare to understand the past, and I dare to understand the road that has led to the very tyranny that Democrats used to practice with the KKK and other things. It's the same tyranny that they use today to intimidate black folks. They are just as mean. They are just as ready to lynch you, metaphorically, if not otherwise. But certainly this, they are ready to enforce their way of thinking, and they will do it with a viciousness like you've never seen in your lives. I'm going to tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you are a true conservative, you got to dig deep to find that level of viciousness. It isn't a surface thing. It isn't even one or two layers deep. You got deep. You have to dig into your soul to find that person. He exists, or it exists, that entity. It exists inside of you. I won't deny that. But you got to dig deep. For Democrats, it's at the surface, lurking, ready to pounce on you at any given time. What bothers me most about them, though, is how duplicitous they are, how they make themselves out to be so magnanimous and humanitarian and philanthropic, etc., when they are nothing like that. They have already planned their lavish parties for the year in advance. These are parties and events and things where they are going to honor themselves, and they are going to spend tens of millions of dollars, folks, knowing that people are starving in this country. Knowing that veterans are going homeless, that veterans are committing suicide, that veterans are waiting on waiting lists so they can have proper medical care. And these Democrats are going to, oh, let's give ourselves more awards for our acting and for our philanthropy and for our humanitarian efforts and all that. Meanwhile, let's make sure our minions continue to intimidate conservatives. Holy Mother of Lois Lerner, have we really stopped the intimidation of the IRS? Because I'm here to tell you, they're trying to intimidate me right now, as we speak, as you and I communicate. There is no rest for these people. And if you think 2023 is going to be any different, you better wake up. And here's what I'm telling you, folks. This can be the best year of our lives. 2016 and getting Trump elected certainly blew a hole in the engine. They threw a rod, for sure. But you see what they've done since. They got backed into a corner, and you know what they did? They became like an enraged jaguar, and they fought their way out. And while we should be winning across the board, the red wave occurred, by the way. It just didn't register. Because instead, they got people like, what's this crazy dude up in Pennsylvania? I've even forgotten his name. But he beats Dr. Oz, the dude who had a stroke. He will be no more good for that state. Look, I don't know very many people in Pennsylvania. It's not my hangout. But I know enough of them to know this, Fetterman. No, the majority of them don't see Fetterman as a person that represents them. Anyway, these people are throwing their Golden Globes, their Oscars, and the countless other celebrations. As I said, millions of dollars spent for lefties to honor themselves. These people will violate all the tenets of leftism as they profess it to be, from global climate farce to feed the poor, as they fly in private jet after private jet, take limo after limo to an event where they will discuss the value of their wardrobes, each of which could pay the mortgage on the average family home for 5 years. But they love them. They love the poor. They love the widows and orphans, right? They love the church. They love capitalists. They love the people putting their money at risk. They love the people that are out there doing great works. They love us, right? They love the veterans. They love nothing but themselves. The only way, folks, we make good of this year is to understand the importance of this year, the so-called off-election year. I love these. It used to be, when I first got into this, I'd be like, oh, good, it's an off-election year, so we can rest, we can recoup and recover, and we can figure things out, and then, woo, when the election year comes, we'll be ready to go. And you know what I've learned? If that's your take, you are a year behind the left. Now, in our case, we're decades behind, but you're at least a year behind, if that's your take. This off year is anything but off. It is absolutely uber important. And look, I know at the end of the year, people were, oh, give this, give this, give this, give this. And I hope you did. I hope you helped some of these organizations. But let me tell you something. You're not through giving. Because if you are, let me explain. The left is not through taking. So if you better get it in your mindset that the things that are going to drive what results we need to see going forward, you better be ready to give. I was at a pretty lavish event for New Year's, and very wealthy people there. They're showing pictures of their second houses, and one guy showed an outdoor kitchen that was just ridiculous. I'm not exaggerating to tell you that there are people who pay houses more, have paid less for a house than this guy paid to make an outdoor kitchen. And so as we're talking about, you know, this stuff, it always ends up in politics. Oh, Kevin, I recognize you from Vox, you know, or whatever. And I said to him, he and another guy said, hey, here's a dirty little secret of conservatism. Doesn't matter how right we are. Doesn't matter what group you're associated with, et cetera. With few exceptions, TPUSA, what's Tom Fitton's group? Judicial Watch, maybe Project Veritas. Everybody else, most of the people out there are slugging it away to find donors, find people willing to support. And no offense to any of those groups, but, you know, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch did a lot of FOIA requests and exposed Hillary Clinton, exposed so-and-so, exposed all these different things. What was the outcome? How many people got arrested after all that work? James O'Keefe, you guys know I love James's work at Project Veritas. Tough to measure because at least he keeps it in the, you know, it is staying in the public fair, so to speak. You know, it's people are seeing it all the time. But what's really happening? Until he exposed Twitter, for example, he exposed Facebook. Until Elon Musk bought Twitter, it was just an expose. It was confirmation of what we already know. So, TPUSA, been around 14 years now, going on 14 years. Supposed to make colleges and universities more conservative. I don't think that's happened. So, look, I'm not saying that you can't fight the good fight. All these organizations need to exist to do what they do. But at some point, we got to be accountable. We need results.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson.